God is near. There is a creator. We can't make God and then say he made us. Maybe there is a God, but has he spoken? Hebrews 1 says he spoke in time past through the fathers, by the prophets, in many ways, through many means, and in these last days has spoken unto us in his Son. We can know that God is, and we can know God. We can know the eternal Spirit because he has revealed himself to us. Notice that it says, having overlooked the times of ignorance since the flood 2,500 years before, God had not hit the earth with a massive judgment. The last massive judgment, of course, was in Noah's day, and he destroyed the whole human race, millions of people, leaving only 8 survivors. God patiently tolerated sinners' rejection of him then from the flood to the present hour. Still. It was 2,500 years then, 4,500 years now. Doesn't mean that people didn't die and go to hell. They did, but there's no special judgment. However, Paul says, you need to be warned. God is now declaring, verse 30, he says it again, God is now declaring that all men everywhere should repent because there is coming a judgment. He has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he's appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Who's that? Christ. God is now declaring to all men everywhere that judgment is on the horizon. Repent of your sin, come to Christ. That's the message of the New Testament. Repenting means, well, 1 Thessalonians 1:8, turned from idols to serve the living and true God. And repenting means to turn from idols, to turn from sin to the true God through his Son, Jesus Christ, because he has fixed a day, appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man. Read John 5:22 to 29. All judgment's been committed to Christ. He will bring about that judgment. Not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, doesn't come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. Truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son.